All right, another edition of The Commute on the way to work. What do you want to talk about this time there, Clinton?
There's a couple things, actually. So as it's being pointed out by Keegan, more so than anything else, yes, I'm calling him out. Well, okay. I want him to enjoy it, and I want him to have fun playing using the Necrons, but I want him to understand the 40K rules don't apply for Kill Team. Kill Team's rules are different. The Necrons are nasty, yes, but they are balanced a little different. So, like his, I'm going to use the example of there will be back roll, where in 40K, yeah, it is a 5+, and they return. In Kill Team, it is a 6, a roll of a 6 on a wound roll. So when you make the wound roll to see if they suffer a wound or a flesh wound, if they get a 6, they come back with the wound intact. If they don't, they take the wound or flesh wound, and they're out.
So in other words, they're not wounded. They're wounded, but they come back from it.
They don't regenerate as easily as they do in 40K, because it is a smaller battle. It is a smaller point scale. They're still expensive. They're one of the most expensive figures in the game.
Well, that would be because they can reverse their damage. Yeah.
They're deadly in other ways. They are by no means weak. I believe they even have a invulnerability save, which makes them pretty deadly if you can roll well. The thing I have noticed with Kill Teams, it really does hinge on sixes a lot. The orcs have to have sixes to pretty much survive anything, if they're even allowed to make a save roll.
So you think it's a little slightly maybe unfair then? It needs to be more balanced?
I don't know. I think the balance is good if you build your list right. It just seems like the game is designed to rely on some of these almost impossible rolls to survive. Again, with the orcs, yes, orcs are squishy. I don't expect them to survive as easily. However, when you're not even able to make a roll, that's what kind of annoys me. Because if you're taking that much damage that you're not able to make a roll, you're relying on the luck of the draw of the person rolling a flesh wound. Well, if you take a flesh wound, you're at a penalty. You take a second flesh wound, you're at more of a penalty, and so on and so forth. If your shooting ability is already a 5, and then you start taking penalties on top of that, you have no chance of hitting anything.
In other words, when you add the penalties, it would exceed it. If you're at 7 on your penalties and you're rolling a 6-sided dice, it's not possible.
Yeah, it's not possible.
To roll the 7.
So
that would make sense.
Yeah. Good example. So orcs are shooting on a 5+. If you're over half range, there's another 1. So now that's a 6. Now let's say they have 2 flesh wounds. So that's 2 more points. So now that's an 8.
How do you roll an 8 on
you,
a 6?
You don't. Yeah, the orc doesn't shoot. They don't hit anything. So now you've completely made that character useless for shooting. Not that orcs are shooty to start with, but now
you're taking an ability away.
You kind of are.
Could have used, yeah.
Because right. If you're using a big shooter where you're getting lucky and rolling 2 or 3 dice for your attack roll, it doesn't matter if you need a 7 to hit. The weapon is worthless, and the orc has. I mean, well, technically everyone has a close combat weapon. The orc with the big shooter is very much hindered. You've got characters on the board that are on the board still that do nothing and may survive turn after turn, although that's probably rare. It seems like things don't survive very many turns. Seems like a waste is what I'm getting at, I guess.
Maybe it's because it seems to me like Kill Team was designed to be faster than most of your average 40K games, like more condensed, easier to play. So maybe they made it difficult so that your characters would be taken out and eliminated easier for the game to go faster. I don't know. It's just a guess. I don't know, but that's kind of what it seems like. Because what are your points in Kill Team? Is 100 points?
Yeah.
See, and from what I understand, Warhammer is, most of those armies are around 2,000 points.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference as far as the amount of troops and everything else you can place, but
I guess my thought on that is, if you're wanting the game to play faster, why have the ability to take a flesh wound? Take a wound, he's dead.
Yeah,
of story.
I would make it either you hit and then roll the save. If you fail the save, it's dead. I would make it more of a hardcore.
it does
kind of rule scenario where, do you know what I mean?
It's kind yeah, of like, no, I see what you're saying there.
I mean, you would eliminate them faster. Just like if you play any video games, you got the regular and then you got the hardcore version where that's probably what I would do with it, so that it's faster elimination, the game goes faster, and you'd have to also be more strategic too, because
yeah,
knowing that if you're hit, that's it, it's over, there's no saving, then you've got to think differently too.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe we should play it that way and just see what happens. We just eliminate the more damage
like
roll.
More like a Flames of War kind of thing.
Yeah, if he hit,
did you get through the armor? Because then if you did,
yep,
you're literally the person you hit is out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be probably easier. That's what I said a few podcasts back. Sometimes companies make game rules with too many rules. Like, make it more straightforward. Roll, did I hit? Okay. Did the other person save? If not, then roll. And yep, if they didn't, then there you go. You're done. It's over with. That character or that model is eliminated from the game.
My other thought is a 6 should be an automatic success no matter what. So in the case of the orcs that need an 8 to save, for example, you should still have the chance to roll a 6. And if you get the 6, it's an automatic success. You survive.
That, or you should be allowed to roll 2 dice, because honestly, how can you do something
yeah
that exceeds a 6-sided die?
Well,
I mean, if you're rolling in like a D10 or something, or they let you roll a D20, then you could obviously do something different. But if it's, that's not.
I see the point of not rolling 2 dice, because in some cases, the people that need a 3+ save are always going to save. Always. The odds of you rolling snake eyes is just astronomical. So I get the logic behind rolling a single dice. Oh, this is going to be fun. We're in the middle lane of a 3-lane highway, and there's a fire truck entering back here. And I have no way to.
No snow all over the road.
Well, that is, but I can't really.
For today.
If I get in the right lane, we get diverted off the highway.
So then we wouldn't be able to go to work, and that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. There's.
Yep.
I know, he's far enough back that we might just be able to pull over on the shoulder here, or he'll get off on this exit. But I don't know. I mean, I get why the rules are the way they are. I get it. I don't always agree with it. And since we're not playing tournament, we don't have to follow the rules exactly as they are, I guess.
That's true. So how did your game with D work out?
Yeah, I got slaughtered. My 2 best close combatters were just burned to death before they even got close. The charge rules are a little weird with the whole having to stop 1 inch and then closing, but like I said, I did before, I realized if you have a pistol, you are allowed to shoot. So it gives you kind of an extra attack, although when you're not very shooty, it's not always an advantage. I guess you could still get lucky and get a 6. Well,
you
in
have
that case,
to roll a 6, period, or what?
Well, the orc is a 5+, and if he's 1 inch from the target, he's within the pistol's range, so there's no penalty there. The target is probably not blocked by terrain, usually. So, you've got the advantage. Sorry. You've got the advantage, you're rolling a 5 or 6 to hit.
Well, that's pretty good.
No.
So, she was playing with. Just a little background, because Dee's brand new to the miniature stuff. So, and welcome, by the way, Dee. You're so fun.
And she's playing Sisters of Battle with. Ouch!
That
got mauled.
Oh boy, I hope people are okay.
That was bad.
That
whole
rear
end caved in. Yeah, they got
the
hit
whole
hard.
Back passenger side too. That's terrible. We have to drive on the freeway quite a bit, and there's some country between us and the house, so, or us and the work. Good grief, I want to go back home, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see quite a few cars in the ditch off the side of the road.
Yep. Somebody's shirt in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
That was different. Well, a D playing sister's a battle on her not having an official list. I can't say that she is 100% within compliance of the rules. However, the list that we did find is pretty darn close, and looking at her character's weapon stats versus, like, the Space Marine's weapon stats, they're identical. So they do match. Her bolt guns are no more deadly than your Space Marine's bolt guns. The multi-melta that they're allowed to have, you're not allowed to have, which sucks. Or at least I haven't looked at your list lately to see if you are. Because if you are, man, that would be just brutal.
I don't know, because can that do area damage? Like,
No, it's just brutal. It's a strength 8, AP negative 4, D6 wound heavy weapon.
So it takes 4 off your...
Yeah, 4 off your save, which is why my orcs don't roll a save when they already need a 6 and you add 4, that's a 10. Yeah, it's just not happening. So I can't save against that weapon at all.
See, and that's what doesn't make sense, is that you have these rules. There should be a built-in ability to save.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. You should still have the option to roll, and if you do get a 6, it's an automatic save, regardless of what the target number you need.
Yeah, that would make sense, so that you don't have to try to roll. Or in certain situations, it should allow you to at least roll 2 dice to try to come up with your number, because otherwise it's not fair to any player if you're... There's no way to save against the weapon. That's it. It's just automatic when you're going to lose. That doesn't...
Yeah, as long as she hits and wounds, you're done for.
Yeah.
I mean, in the case of our battle last night, I threw 5 orcs at her, and she vaporized all 5 of them. So, with that one character.
Wow.
So, it's just... And that was me charging her to try to take her down, because I had no other means of assaulting her. But I couldn't even get into assault range, partially because I didn't roll the assault to make my entire move. She twice made her overwatch rolls with that gun. That's just, that just cuts the troop down instantly with that.
Well, that's good. I'm glad she got a chance to play, so she has an idea what's what.
At least has a good basic understanding of the game now. So, and once we have an official list for her, she may not be quite as powerful, but I'm betting it's going to be pretty close to what that list is. Now, with Keegan and his Necrons, he's a shooty army, and I'm hoping to be able to use the terrain to my advantage to get in his face. Well, I know I'm giving away my strategy here, but really that's all I can do.
When he gets close, though, he has the rapid fire ability, so...
He does, but that gives him an extra attack die.
Yeah.
Now, I did figured out with the assault weapons, like the Melta gun, for example, you're at a -1 to hit. Not that when you're using a 3+ to hit, a -1 is that much of a penalty. Unless you're at long range and cover, then it's trickier. But... So it's just, we're going to need to sit and play and figure things out, and I'm going to have to re-strategize my orcs when fighting these just to make sure that I'm not, running in her face and dying. I'll have to try to long-range shoot down her sister with the multi-melta. Because once that sister is gone, then that's the brunt of her stuff, although she's still pretty formidable without it.
It's more like you're fighting the Space Marines.
Yeah, then it is almost like you're fighting the Space Marines.
So, oh yay, we're here.
Yep.
Another glorious day awaits us at work.
Yeah.
Yippee-yay. Well, thank you guys for joining us again. We'll try to get on to some other subjects too with the next one. I know it seems like we're just having fun with the whole Warhammer Kill Team thing we got into recently, so we'll branch out a little bit too here, I think. Any other thoughts there, Clint?
No, I think that's good for now.
All right, you guys, enjoy the day. Keep gaming. Remember, like always, please share this, and at the bottom there, on the front page of our podcast, you can join the Facebook group or the YouTube channel, and there are videos up now on the YouTube channel. So Enjoy.